At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The following audio contains a personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note that they have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. The stories shared reflect the unique experience of a very small percentage of Optavia coaches and should not be relied upon by prospective or current Optavia coaches as an indication of what they should expect to earn. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Optavia business call. Very excited tonight to be with you. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. And as we like to start every Monday night, we're going to talk tonight about Optavia and our mission to create optimal health and well-being for the world. You know, tonight I have a very special guest. You know, almost 20 years ago, when I decided to leave critical care and move upstream and help people get healthy, I had a vision of what I thought it would be like to do that. And almost two decades later, that vision has exploded into something that's much more marvelous than I could even dream of. And I would be, you know, forced to not come on tonight and bring on my partner who's been with me since almost the very beginning when we really started building the business model. So I'd like to bring on now Integrated Presidential Director Dan Bell. Dan, how are you tonight?
Hey, Dr. A, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on the call. It kind of feels like old home week.
Yeah, it kind of is. And you know, what's neat is we're growing so fast. We have so many new coaches. Every once in a while, it's good to kind of spend a couple moments and reflect on, you know, basically where we've been, you know, where we are now and where we're going. And so I'm really pleased that you joined me tonight because historically, being some of the original coaches, we really know pretty much from the beginning how it all got going. And, you know, I know you had a vision for what that would look like. And I had a vision as I left medicine. I was really getting tired of reacting to disease. I seemed like I would take care of the same people and keep them from dying, but never really made anybody or helped anybody get healthy. And so started searching for ways to do that. I remember, you know, kind of visioning sometimes late at night when I'd be in surgery or in the ICU about what a world would look like if we actually help people take responsibility and take full ownership of their health and their well-being. And so I just dropped it all, left it, and went out on this mission. And very shortly after, I had the opportunity to meet you at a presentation I was doing and immediately knew. I could tell your passion, your love to help people, and just the graciousness you have. And so maybe just a couple moments, you know, what that was like in the beginning when we first met each other.
Well, you know, Dr. I do remember meeting you the first time and hearing your story. And, you know, I was actually in the process at that time of looking to create something myself. I've always wanted to make a difference. And being an entrepreneur and coming from basically home-based business industry for many years, I became a little disillusioned with that industry because I felt like people really didn't have a chance. And I wanted to make a difference. And you know, I wanted to create you know, something that worked, a viable business that would work for people where the average person had a real chance to become successful, whatever that definition of success was for them. If they worked hard, if they were diligent, and what they, you know, what my passion was to create a vehicle. And it was interesting because we were kind of on parallel paths. We intersected and you had this incredible vision of wanting to create health. I had a vision of wanting to create a business model that worked. And, you know, and what we created was really a new model of business. I mean, we started with essentially asking the question, what do we want to create? We had a blank piece of paper. And we were almost from the very beginning totally on the same page. You know, we wanted to create something that was unique, extraordinary, something that was transformational, something that really could make a difference in people's lives. And and a new model of business. And that's kind of, that's where we started, back in the day, but we've held fast to that vision. It's evolved, it's changed, and we've evolved and we've grown and we've changed, but the basic root of this and what we wanted to do has always remained the same.
Yeah, no. And in the beginning, I was really naive. Medicine was pretty specific. We knew how to take care of, most diseases in the ICU. It was a matter of moments. I didn't realize until I came out that I started looking, well, how do you get people healthy? And almost 70% of Americans were overweight or obese even back then. And I started looking at the current mechanisms. And it's funny because they still talk about them today, 20 years later, but diets don't work. Most people gain their weight back. They're just simply a restrictive period of time. And so we started asking that question. And I remember every day I would ask, what can we do to really make it simple enough to help people learn the habits that would help them change their life and move forward and create health? And, it's led us a long way. In a moment, we'll talk about where we are now, just fit in time for, for this last 12, 18 months that have been so unwieldy and so, so threatening and so life-changing to so many people. But the question was, how do we help people awaken, take responsibility, and take responsibility for their health and their well-being? And, we asked that question. I remember back it started with an acronym when I looked at the National Weight Control Registry, and there were literally six things that came out of those studies that showed that people that actually reached a healthy weight and kept it off, and we called it Be Slim. And those were really the cogenitor of what would become the Habits of Health and is now developed into a comprehensive transformational system. And I know for you, we really wanted to make something where anybody that came in that wanted to put their efforts to it had a chance. They had a chance to learn, grow, be coachable and teachable, and create a platform where no matter where they were, we could just move them along in those kind of micro habits, which we talk about now, right?
Absolutely, Dr. A. And I think, fundamentally, we wanted to build this on a very strong foundation, and that foundation was, integrity, empathy, compassion, doing the right thing. And, that was the foundation. And that's actually has been infused in our culture because our coaches are like that. And we attract people like that. And to your point, our business, the way that we've done it is each one teach one, right? It's baby steps. And of course, over the years, that's evolved. I mean, the work that you have done to create the Habits Health system, the life book, all of that work. I mean, I just marvel at what you've done. And that's not to just blow smoke at you. I mean, you have become quite a thought leader in the industry and really someone that's kind of leading the charge. And so it's so wonderful that, if you had done that on your own, it would have been hard to do. It would have been hard to do a conventional way. But because of the nature of our business and the fact that, people have oftentimes people have a wonderful experience because, they've utilized the four components and they've gotten healthy and they can pay it forward. And it's just repeating that process. And the difference that it makes in lives. And when we look in the past and we see how many lives have been transformed, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible. And what I love about it, you've been such an inspiration for so many people. You've taken, 40 years plus of experience in an industry that really, really, really suffered from its own identity, I think. And taking the parts that were really good, the parts that attracted me, if you help people become successful, they can become as successful, more successful than you. And, I don't know, maybe I'm a sucker for that. But there's so many people that, maybe they didn't get the right stuff in life when they were younger and they want more, they want to have more. And, they're traditionally in these jobs and things that are really, we like to call it basically servitude, right? You get paid for doing something and people work hard enough just not to get fired. And basically they get paid just enough so they don't quit. And that honestly isn't life. I guess maybe my zealousness for not being mediocre, and I think that's the part that's been so inspiring for Dan, and you taking all that knowledge you've had and really creating a way of starting in, coaching. And what's great about it, we can coach people can help a few friends or people they like, or they can decide to take this business a long way. And just by all the incredible, you know, foundational pieces that have been put in, you know, not being a wholesale buying club and just those kind of things. There's so many nuances where you said, we just kind of made it up. So when people say, well, do you understand the business? Well, if they don't, because we made it up and that's what it needed. Right, buddy?
Well, it sure did. And, you know, I think about, you know, the sort of, we have a Petri dish, right? We've got this culture that we bring people in from all walks of life. And, you know, we, no matter what their background is, what their age is, what their ethnicity is, their religion, it doesn't matter. You know, what matters is, do they have a dream and do they want to help people? And so we have a vehicle that delivers to them. But more importantly, I think, you know, the reason it delivers to them is because at the end of the day, people get healthy. I mean, it's a win-win, right? I mean, client gets healthy. They don't really spend any more money for the food that they're buying at the grocery store. We just put them on our OptiVia fuelings, and they get this caring from a coach. They get the community, they get the Habits of Health system. And then we give them, you know, a kind of a bulletproof structured eating plan that gets predictable results. And it wins because it works. And, you know, I always say that, you know, the business doesn't fail people. They may fail the business, but the business doesn't fail because we know that hard work, integrity, people that put the effort in and reach out and touch other people, we're going to get a good result.
Yeah. And, you know, the fundamental idea of intrinsic motivation, that we reach out with compassion and empathy, meet people where they are, and then find out what they want. You know, the continuum is, you can help a few, you can, well, first of all, the whole idea, you know, of community started with this idea I had before I even came out into practice about a bio network, which meant healing yourself from the inside and then reaching out and helping others. And, you know, once humans do that, they, intrinsic motivation, something they love doing, something they want to get better at, and something they want to share with others. I mean, how fundamental is that? Yet how powerful is that? And that's, I think that's the beauty of why we've had such success as we kind of move into the present, is that we're real. You know, people always say, God, it's just real. You know, you guys, there's nothing made up. There's nothing behind the curtain. It's all just real people wanting to help people, and we're attracting people. You know, I'm a sucker for the good in mankind. And right now, and I know in our current situation, you can certainly have a John Desai. But I believe humans are good. And, you know, that we've kind of, like you said, a Petri dish of fostering a community and people that want to change the world together.
Yeah. And, you know, I always say that, you know, history begins when people are born, you know, and history in OptiVia begins when they were born. And then, you know, if you're brand new, you come involved, you get all of this stuff. And, you know, when you were reflecting back on the bio network, I remember talking about in your ideas about the bio network and the drawings that we made. I remember, you know, B Slim, which was the precursor to the Habits of Health system. And I remember when we were talking about it, you said, well, there's these six things. And I remember saying to you, well, create an acronym, and you came up with B Slim. And, you know, so we have the hindsight of knowing what has happened. And, you know, the thing that I would say to you guys out there is understand that what you have has evolved, not just from us, but from a lot of leaders as well, but it's been very deliberate. We've had trials and errors, but don't take it for granted. And it's up to us really to preserve this unique culture that we have, to protect this mission. Because what we have, all of us collectively, is really rare. It's special. It's a unique culture. We attract people to our culture because, let's face it, you know, we were talking today about, I mean, all this road rage and people's aggression, you know, and kind of this dehumanizing of people. And people come here and they find a place where they can be safe. They have friends. And, you know, as you just said, it's kind of helping people discover, you know, their intrinsic motivation, what really matters most to them, and then delivering to them something by which they can achieve that in the process of helping people.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm really proud of that. I'm proud of what we've done and where we're going. And, you know, we put together, we have an incredible leadership team. We have so many amazing leaders that have stepped up. They love the mission. They support the mission. They, you know, they work their rears off to help us with the mission, whatever's asked of them. You know, in our last year of growth, we basically, you know, have had to you know, all the stuff we've done and we've iteratively created over the last 20 years has come to fruition. I mean, we're fit for purpose for today. And, you know, if you just look at our leadership habits and they're for everybody, all our culture is about first leading from the future, acting in the now. People need direction. For many, they've been in a job for a certain amount of time and COVID kind of turned it sideways for them and they need help. They're looking for a new place to go, to start again, to be part of something where they can grow and learn. And, you know, leading from the future basically is part of, I go all the way back to Robert Fritz, a dear friend of mine, when we talked about structural dynamics and desired outcome and current reality. Lead from the future, act in the now. It's all interconnected. And these principles are so key because we took some of the best thought leaders in the world and brought them with us so we can help people, you know, start a new way, decide what it is they want in their life, and then have them act in the present and be here to mentor them and move them forward. And then, you know, taking responsibility. We're not for everybody. You can't get someone healthy if they're not willing to do the work. And, you know, taking responsibility, playing above the line and really working together to help each other. And of course, you know, we seek growth. We know this. If we're open, curious, and want to grow, everything can change. You know, I know it's probably my biggest joy every day is getting up and learning new stuff and learning more and realizing the stuff that I thought was so important really doesn't matter and the things that really do matter. And, you know, connecting authentically, cultivating trust. The reason why we're growing is because of our culture. It's because we awaken potential in people. And, you know, you always talk about that. And I love that, about awakening potential and then helping transform masterfully to give them those components, to give them the background of those that have come before them. And, you know, that's how we're going to deliver these extraordinary results around the world. And, you know, Dan, as we look today at where we are, you know, we're starting to be recognized as really being a company and being a mission that's based on what it takes to be successful.
Absolutely. In the total win, you know, when you were just kind of going through the six transformational habits, and for new people, they may not know yet what they are. And I want folks to realize that, you know, this wasn't created in a random way. It was very specific. And the six six transformational habits are something that we as coaches have adopted kind of as a creed, as something that we do, that we stand for. And really important. And I don't know of other organizations like that. It's one of the reasons I think that we've been together as a unified organization for so long. But you know, we're really big now, Dr. A. I mean, we're still getting started, but yeah, we're a lot bigger.
Well,
than
we are bigger, and you know,
we used to go down to your house on a Friday night, and we'd hang out on your dock and just talk about what was going to be.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just incredible because this last, you know, 18 months or so for the world has been such rapid change. Everything was kind of thrown out the door and people were suddenly found themselves in way outside of their comfort zone. And, you know, one of the things I'm most proud of, because our coaches have been so good at using the habit cell system and learning emotional agility. And, you know, it's funny because when I started, I thought the answer was helping people lose weight. That's kind of where we started. And now the answer is really giving people emotional agility. So, you know, life is going to happen. It happens to all of us, but it's how we respond to that that determines the outcome. And I'm so proud of our coaches because, you know, over the last year and a half, they've responded so incredibly well and been really mentors and guides, you know, for so many. There's so many people that just really have not had the understanding, the wherewithal, or understood simple things like stop, challenge, and choose. And our coaches have led that way and been a great examples, not just in what they say, but in what they've done, Dan. And so, you know, we've gotten some awards lately. Fortune Magazine picked us as one of the quickest growing. I remember last year at our national event, which we did virtually, talking about human transformational technology, that with the habit cell system and the things we have now, we can help people change. And we talked about the big five companies, Facebook and Apple and all these trillion-dollar companies that basically, you know, we're out there providing machine technology, but really technology is part of the problem. It's what's isolating us, not allowing us to talk, not giving us the time to kind of catch up. Things are moving so fast, and to be able to provide technology where we really sit down and ask people where they are, awaken them, give them the habit cell system, bring them into this supportive, incredibly compassionate community, and basically use things like our fuelings to help jumpstart them and provide them with food that allows it to be portable, allows them to start moving towards their healthy weight if they're compliant with the system. And also the most important part is all you guys that are on here tonight are incredible coaches, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just hearing you talk about that is, you know, a lot of people are kind of rudderless. They don't have mentorship. They're not getting it in a way that, you know, it kind of in terms of, you know, a lot of the important things in life, and they're, you know, they're kind of stuck. Often a lot of times people are just stuck in routines. And I had an article sent to me recently from the American Psychological Association. It was an article that came out on March 11th. And it was talking about post-COVID and the health challenges of post-COVID. During COVID, I'm going to give you a couple of statistics. I know some people aren't so hot on statistics, but some of you are. Just quick, three of them, perform. Majority of adults, 61%, reported experiencing undesired weight changes since the beginning of the pandemic. 61%. And of them, the average weight gain was 29 pounds. The median was 15 pounds. One out of four Americans, 23%, actually reported drinking a lot more alcohol. Again, it's to self-medicate, right? Parents, 48%, said the level of stress the last year was much higher than in previous years, especially those that had to homeschool kids. It was like 62%. So when you look in this backdrop in the United States of America, and you know, there's, you know, there, as a nation, you know, we're challenged right now. Let's face it. There's a lot of things going on in this country that, you know, people are taking sides, and it's, you know, it's not as unified as it once was. And here we come. We don't care what your background is, you know, where you come from. You know, do you have a dream? Do you want to help people? Do you want to get healthy? Do you want to learn how to improve yourself? We have that environment for you. And I think that, you know, one of the hallmarks of what we do, the reason that we have grown so rapidly. I just want to just challenge, you know, and think about this for those of you been around a while. I want you to just think back on your life, the day before you heard about Optavia, the day before you, how has your life changed? How has your thought process changed? How has your health changed? How has your relationships changed, you know, since the day before you were involved in Optavia? And you know, we know, Dr. A, it's totally a force for good.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's incredible. And, you know, emotional mismanagement, I never thought in wildest years that when I started looking at, you know, what was needed, that would become the most important thing. And that is our most important gift. And that is why we've not only survived, but we've thrived, because people need help. They want help. They want to be part of something that's good. People are good. You know, there's bad actors out there, but people are good. And we bring out the good in people. We give them a place where they feel that we listen, we care. And it's made all the difference, you know. And like you said, for all the coaches, you know, we have coaches that have been with us for, you know, as long as we have, and they're still here, and they're here because they care. And the incredible part about it is the word is starting to get out. I mean, I just had relatives in Savannah, Georgia, send me an article that was in their newspaper talking about this thing called Optavia and how it's making the changes in the world. And yet some people say, well, it's one of those diets, you know, so there's always going to be the naysayers, but we know that. And that's what I love about our coaches. And, you know, I think really kind of as we kind of put a button on this and move on through the evening, I think it's really important to understand that, you know, for all of you, you know, yeah, we've had some challenges, you know, not every product has come right in the nick of time, but that's multifactorial. Companies all over the world are struggling. We're growing like crazy because we have something that people want, and the company in the not too distant future. So if you've been concerned about that stuff, I can tell you, we have great leadership with Dan Chard and Nick Johnson at the helm. They are putting in the operational systems, and, you know, just like it's almost meant to be because of COVID and the things that have happened, they are ramping up for us to be a force in nature. You know, our goal is, we have 1 million physicians in this country. We have 50,000 coaches. Bottom line is, we need to have 1 million plus coaches. And I'd love, and, you know, I have great friends that are on the front lines in healthcare, and, you know, I pray for them every day. But I can tell you that I would love to turn traditional medicine into alternate care, because what we do and what we offer doesn't just help people improve their weight, their physical health, but it helps give them a platform to start growing emotionally, to start building agility and putting themselves in perfect position to help us lead the way on this mission of human transformational technology that's going to change the world. And, you know, well-being, when you look at well-being, what someone does every day is 2 times more important than the other factors. So what we can do is work that we love, work that we enjoy doing, work we can become better at. The gratitude and humility that I have, appreciate for what we're doing, Dan, is tremendous. And, you know, I know you feel the same.
I do, Dr. A. Appreciate everybody that's on this call. And, you know, I just look at looking into the future. We're still just getting started. I mean, we have not arrived. We're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to get better. We're going to continue to evolve, not just in the United States, but there's a big world out there. And, you know, there's, you know, the conditions in this country, you find them on the other places, other countries that need what we have. So, you know, we were kind of the first mover advantage in this, because we were able to at least felt the trends really early before other people did. And I mean, we've had some people come try to mimic us, but they can't, because they don't have what we have.
And they didn't do the 20 years of work with iteratively to make sure it was rock solid at every level. And, you know, Dan, the thing is, I would actually say that the people that are coming in now basically have a better opportunity, because, you know, we're a little tired, you know, and the people that are fresh come in with what we got. We wish them all the success and help us drive this mission around the world. So, Dan, as always, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your partnership. We're going to change the world together. God bless. All right, buddy. So I'd like to bring on now for our next call, you know, our field driven call. We have Candace and Alexa. How are you guys tonight?
Hey, Dr. A, we're doing awesome. Hi.
Hi. So what you guys going to give up? What are you up to?
Yes. So we're super excited. We are going to be leading the next call. So we want you to hop over to the next room. There's a number here. And Alexa and I and myself are going to be chatting around building a list of potentials, the power of building authentic relationships, consistency, and pushing past those fears, and really assisting our next 5 clients in the summer months. So you're not going to want to miss the next 30 minutes with us.
Can't wait for it. See you guys. All right. Nicole, are you there? Nicole Heller.
I'm here, Dr. A. How are you? Thank you so much. So I am so honored to be hosting Wednesday night. We are going to be doing Element 12, Optimizing Your Success and Reaching Your Healthy Body Weight. When we talk to our clients about community, this is it. Call them, let them know this is so important. No one got unhealthy alone. They're not going to get healthy by themselves either. So this is the game changer for them. So I'm so honored to be there. The Zoom link is on the screen, so I'm super excited about that. That'll be followed by some transformational stories to share as well. The other thing is we want to shoot them over a message, letting them know that, making sure they're opted into the text messaging alert. So they text Optavia Coach, well, you guys text Optavia Coach to 99000 to opt into the Monday night calls to see everybody on here. And then your clients can text Optavia 30 to 99000 to be reminded about that Wednesday night community time. Such a game changer, Dr. A, for all of us. So thank you.
Awesome, Nicole. Thank you so much. And I want to thank all our speakers tonight. Thank you for all your help. You know, we are going to change the world. We've got a big, 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 big job ahead of us. Come join us. Be with us. Let's work together. Let's help each other, our family, our communities get healthy. And hopefully to see you guys soon. National convention's coming up this summer, and I hope to get to see a bunch of you. It's been too long. See you guys tonight.
At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The previous audio contained the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note that they have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. The stories shared reflect the unique experience of a very small percentage of OPTAVIA coaches and should not be relied upon by prospective or current OPTAVIA coaches as an indication of what they should expect to earn. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with OPTAVIA results from successful sales efforts which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the OPTAVIA Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches.